What's going on in the present affects our future, our tomorrows. Did you know that RUC provides help in preparing the tomorrows for our children? We're excited to invite you to the 15th annual RUC fundraising banquet on April 9th, where we'll present The Tomorrow Show. Our banquet will be held at the Villa Milano, with festivities beginning at 5:30, dinner is at 6:30, and the program gets underway at 7. Make your reservations today at relationshipsunderconstruction.com.
Do you want to know what our RUC banquet is all about? Well, if you want to know, stay tuned today to Principles and Policies. And if you don't want to know, well, you should want to know. So still stay tuned to today's Principles and Policies. Hello, this is Chuck Michaelis. I'm the host on Principles and Policies. I'm also the vice chairman of Relationships Under Construction. And the vice chairman. I'm the chairman.
That's true.
I don't think we... Do we have a vice chairman? I'm not sure we elected one. I think we did. Yeah, I guess we did. In any case, my guest today is Catherine Wood, and she is the director and the creator and the main spark plug and the person we all look to for leadership of Relationships Under Construction. And we're going to talk about not just the banquet today. We're going to talk about the group in general. You've heard us talk about that because I talk about it on this show a lot. We're a sexual risk avoidance education organization, and we are there to serve the public schools. Although I know Catherine has been working on other things to deal with homeschool education and private schools and that kind of thing too. So we will talk to her about that. Catherine, welcome to the show. By the way, this is our show for March 27th, or I'm sorry, March the, or April 1st, I think. Is Saturday April 1st? No, Saturday's April 2nd. So this is the show for April 2nd. I'm recording it on March 27th, 2024. So Catherine, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you, Chuck. I really appreciate you taking this time to talk to us.
Oh, we really appreciate you making time because I know your schedule is at a premium. And I know that having it at that premium means that we only get a little bit of it. So I'm really happy you cleared this time to do an interview. Hopefully we can get some folks. By the way, I have a table at the RUC banquet, which is April 9th. At the Villa Milano in Columbus, starting at 6, dinner at 7, and the program to follow shortly after. I have a table. I have, right now, I have room for 8. I have 7. So if you are interested in sitting at my table, or if enough of you come see me or contact me at vicechairman@principledpolicy.com, you can sit at my table or my auxiliary table,
which definitely
you will not be there by yourself. I will be back and forth between tables. And if you want to come, you don't know who you want to sit with, or you want to host your own table, I'll give you two addresses now. We'll repeat them over and over and over during the show. It's relationshipsunderconstruction.com. That's relationshipsunderconstruction.com, and go to the events, a choice at the top, or RUCinc.org, RUCinc.org. Either one of those will get you to the same place. Click on the event button. You could register. Then you can tell them who you want to sit with, or if you want to host your own table. And we would love it if you wanted to host your own table. Bring you and your spouse and 6 of your friends from church or wherever. So. That being said, I'll turn it over to Catherine.
Well, and Chuck, thank you very much. We are very excited about this banquet. It, you know, really, this is our 15th banquet. And, you know, you always wonder, what can we do differently this time? And I am so excited about the banquet because I've been, you know, been working on this. And we have Bob Burney as our MC, which he's done for several years. And we also have one of our instructors, and they are going to be part of the Johnny Carson program, which we're, instead of calling it the Tonight Show, we're calling it the Tomorrow Show. And our theme is Strong Families for Everyone. But I'm very excited about this because we just decided this year we need to laugh because there's way too many reasons not to laugh in our country. And we just need a little bit of time where we can spend some time and learn about relationships under construction, but really have a good time. So I promise your guests, and we have room for about 100 more people. So we really are quite booked right now. And the reason you want to get your registration in before you need to get it in before April 4th, and you need to choose your the food choices so that we can make sure and have that ordered for you. And you know, because we have Easter coming up, and then we have the deadline for registration on April 4th, and then we have the eclipse on it on April 8th and the banquet on April 9th. That is a busy schedule, and everybody's going to be all over the place. And so I'm just asking people to remember the RUC banquet and remember to register so that we can have your food choices and you can get a seat at the banquet. And there's always room for more at Villa Milano. All they do is set up more tables. So we have an unlimited number of seats. There is no charge to come to the banquet, but it is a fundraising banquet and it really costs us about $50 a person. So our gracious underwriters have covered that cost so you can come and have a delicious dinner and you can have a great program. And you will, you know, I've been told by many people, this is the best banquet we come to. And, you know, we want that to be the case. So one of the things that we'll be doing is we have actually expanded our festivities at the beginning. So you can come as early as 5:30. And when you come, you register when you get in the door to say, I'm here, my save my food, you know, and then you can have your picture taken, which we have John Evans Photography, and he is so gracious to take everybody's pictures, make copies of their pictures so that we can then send them in your thank you notes. So that's really a plus. For the banquet. And then when you're after you get your picture taken, we have several community displays that you can walk through with free giveaways. And we actually have a half price book table for RUC this time because we were cleaning out our storage and we found some books. So we thought we'll either give them away free or somebody can make a donation for them. And so that is there. There are some Chuck's the radio station that he's on will be
All
have
right.
a table there.
We're on WLRY in Rushville, Ohio, and that's for the regular broadcast. And they will be there. They Mike and Mike O'Reilly and his wife will be there at my table, and
Yes.
they have a table there of display. And come in and get your stickers and your pens for WLRY.
There you
All
are.
those things. Mike would be very happy. He would like to have you come and take it so he doesn't have to take it back home.
And you know, I want to thank Mike and his wife for coming because it's just so important, you know, to be involved in community. We're all in this together. And that it just makes it fun. So you will get a little card when you come in. You'll get a little bag so that as you pick up things, you have someplace to put them. And as you get a check from each one of the table hosts, so Mike will be giving you a check when you come by his table. And then if you go to five of the tables and gets checks of the display tables, then you get a spin on the wheel for prizes. And we have the best t-shirts in town. We do really. I get compliments on them all the time. And if you don't want a t-shirt, you can have one of several different prizes, including a big candy bar, which is would not be my choice. But hey, if you don't find anything else you like there among the several different choices, that's one that you can get. So, and you if you go to all 10 tables, you get another, you know, a second spin on the wheel, and so you can. You can, you know, come back to the wheel a couple times. And we also have a silent auction that you can go through. And people have just gone above and beyond to make silent auction baskets. And they are just so fun. So one of our board members is bringing back the items to make a s'more basket. And it's from New Orleans. So they found a New Orleans shop where there was a display with all these unique things for s'mores, and they are making a s'more basket. So I just think it's going to just be so fun. RUC makes a basket. So we have in there like a cup, an RUC cup, some books to read. We have some tea bags and coffee. So you can make yourself a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, read a book, you know, and just have fun. And we even put some popcorn in. So that you have a snack while you're looking at the books that we have. And so there will be many, many different baskets, different prices, different starting bids. So you feel like you can participate. And then we have a brand new thing this year, and that is a live auction. So that live auction has two vacation packages in it, one to a cabin in Maine, and one to a condo in Hilton Head. And they are top-notch prizes, so are things to bid on. So it's a live auction. So that means you would have to be able to raise your hand, say, yes, I'll start at that bid, and then go up if you need to. And then you pay for that at the banquet. So credit card or check. And that money then goes to RUC. So that's a wonderful donation. And I believe the cabin in Maine starts at $11.95, and the condo in Hilton starts at $27.50. So you have to be prepared for those kind of things. But doesn't that sound like a wonderful vacation? It's 7 days. And I know the cabin in Maine is 7 nights. I'm not sure about the condo in Hilton Head. So, but both of them are very nice vacation packages. So that's something. And then we have the Johnny Carson show. And plus, we have a comedian coming. And I'm not telling anybody the name of the comedian because I don't want you to go look him up on YouTube. But he's funny, and it will be a great evening. So we're just very excited.
You know, you said something. I'm glad you brought up the vacations because I was going to prompt you for that. Those are two big items.
Yes.
That came in as a result of people donating the times on these vacations, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, you said one thing. You said it was 7 or 6 nights, I think. 6 nights or 7 nights in the same. Oh. And it's an old Rodney Dangerfield joke, you know. He says, I got an offer for 6 nights in Puerto Rico. So, I don't care what you do during the day, just stay out of Puerto Rico. It's not like that. No, you go to Maine, you get the full days and nights. And
it's a beautiful cabin.
Yeah, from the pictures I've seen, it is. It's mm-hmm. absolutely stunning. And I'm sure the South Carolina property is very nice as well.
And both are right on the water. So you have your own view of the water. And so in Maine, you get to watch the lobster boats. In Hilton Head, you could walk down to the shore, and it's right there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and
you can see the sunset.
It's on Hilton Head, so it's nice. Yeah.
Very nice. And you can see the sunset, which is a big plus. So that will be really fun. And the food at Villa Milano is excellent. They have the best lasagna in town. We also have a choice of chicken marsala. And we, of course, offer a vegetarian. But, you know, if you like lasagna, meat lasagna, or the chicken marsala, those two are really great.
Well, I can tell you, too, they're, veg deal, the meal is basically the salad.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You can eat salad till you explode, and it's a good salad. I always eat more than my fair share of the salad. Unfortunately, I can't eat the lasagna because I'm gluten-free. Mm-hmm. My wife does, though, and I enjoy it vicariously through her.
There you go.
And she always ends up taking some home because they give you this slab of lasagna that's simply unbelievable.
And I tell them specifically, please send your waiters and waitresses around with a to-go box.
Yes. Yep. Yes,
And
definitely.
beautiful desserts. They have a layered strawberry cake and
Yes, and that's good.
chocolate cake. I
Yeah.
love both of those.
Both of those are very good. And I'm
Yeah.
not supposed to eat those either because I'm diabetic. You know what? I throw caution to the wind.
Be careful.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
And the Tomorrow Show, it's a takeoff. Somebody brought up at a board meeting, said, "Well, let's call it the Tomorrow Show." And I go, "What are you going to resurrect Tom Snyder?" And some people didn't know what that was. And I'm like, "The Tomorrow Show came on after the Tonight Show,
Yeah.
and it was Tom Snyder, and he'd always have an interview people on there, and it was an interesting show."
Well,
So everybody said, "Well, nobody will remember that. We're doing a takeoff on the Tonight Show." I said, "Fine, fine, I get it."
it will be very fun because part of the interviews are with our instructors.
Oh yeah.
I'm very, very excited about that because they came up with, some of their most memorable moments teaching. And, as they were sharing those at our last meeting, I said, wow, there's the banquet. So, I became very excited about the banquet after I heard them. So it'll be good.
Yeah, now we need to tell people why the banquet is more important this year than it ever has been.
Yes, and that is because it's been a very rough year for RUC. We in June we were supposed to be in the state budget. We were told we were in the state budget, and at the very last minute, we were lined out along with several other programs that go into schools because the senators were thinking, well, the schools have all this money now that you guys can get money from the schools. Well, unfortunately, that is not the way it works.
That's right. It's an errant notion that somehow these guys got it in their heads that they were going to pay for this program that essentially came out of our state and federal grant money, as well as private donation, that suddenly the schools are going to be clamoring to buy our program.
Yeah.
And
That doesn't
that's an
happen.
errant notion, and they should have known. And I think some of them did know,
Yes.
honestly, and they were looking for their way to make things painful for us.
I actually don't think so, but I think they were not thinking it clearly. They were wanting the money for other things, and they didn't realize how much damage they would do to all the programs that really help the schools be as good as they are. And I will tell you, we just got a comment from one of the teachers in the schools, the classroom teachers, who said, this is the only program in our school that comes into our school that you can actually see a difference in the kids after you leave. And so, we really could serve twice as many kids as we're serving right now. We have schools calling us all the time, can't you come? Can't you come? And we just can't book one more thing because we don't have enough
We
teachers.
don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough money. And by the way, two things. You brought up two questions in my mind. First of all, how much money did we get shortfall this year because of this change in financing?
Well, it was a million there, and then we lost 400,000 in another with another grant that just goes up and down with the poverty level. So
Right.
that's 1.4 million that we lost for 69 counties in the state. That's wrong, 68 counties in the state. So imagine, trying to serve those with a half of our money gone.
Yeah, it's very tough, and yet we kept the doors open. We haven't been able to do as much. We've had miracle people come through at the right time, and a lot of your work has paid off on some of this. Nonetheless, we're still short
Right.
a lot of
And
money.
I will tell you, people have been generous to help us keep the doors open and the lights on. but we need to serve more kids. And, kids are desperate for this message. It just, they need to know how families work and what they can do to have a strong future family. So we all have to live with the decisions that adults have made in our lives. And some adults make great decisions and other adults don't make great decisions. And
Well, yeah, that's true.
but the children have to live with whatever those decisions are. And so they're looking to say, how can we make this better? How can it be better? And so, for families that are already strong, it just helps the kids realize how fortunate they are. And for kids that aren't in such strong families, it gives them hope that they can do better in their lifetime and they can do better for their children. So it's something that we all need to work on. And, we love single parents. We know that they do the best that they can, but we have to think what is best for the children. And we all see all of relationships under construction, and the people that we work with see parents as a primary educator of their children. And we know that from studies that 95% of what kids take away from school comes from their parents. It's that other 5% that sometimes causes the problem. So it's really, really important that we give our children the best chance at a healthy life. And so that's what relationships is all about. We teach character development, we teach communication skills, goal setting, healthy versus unhealthy relationships, which really that is the most needed information of the day. And you will find out just from some comments that some of the students or some of the teachers will share that kids don't realize they're in a toxic relationship, or they don't realize that they shouldn't be treated in an abusive way. And so we teach about dating violence, and there's many other programs that can teach about dating violence, but they don't always teach what a healthy relationship is. So when you just teach about dating violence, you're not giving the kids hope. And that hope comes in knowing what a healthy relationship is and how easy it is to understand and get that relationship if you just know what you're looking for. So we also teach about the life success sequence, which helps kids avoid poverty. And it's just a fact that if you follow the life success sequence, which is to get your education, at least a high school degree, get full-time work in your 20s, get married, and then have a family. Those are the four steps. And if you do it in that order, in America, you have the best chance of ending up in the middle class or above. So
Well,
those
you're not
are
just
your
talking through your hat here though, because we have the studies
yes.
to prove we've got the receipts, as they say.
Yes, we do. But we teach medically accurate information. We teach from scientific studies, and we don't teach from junk science. We make sure that we are teaching from, the best studies that are out there. And it really helps the kids to understand marriage is important. Family is important. And even if they just only hear that, if they only hear it from their parents and they don't hear it from school, it's like it doesn't carry quite as much weight. Everybody in the community needs to be giving kids all the same message. And the message should be for the healthiest life. And so that message needs to come from their parents. It needs to come from the school. It needs to come from hopefully their church. It needs to come from their work place. And would I think most of you would agree we're terribly lacking in some of those areas. And so that's why these kids, if they know the truth, they can move forward and say, look, I'm not listening to all that other stuff. I'm going to do what's best for my future family. And so that's what we are working towards.
And my second question, I said I had two.
Oh, there you go.
And so, how many children a year, young people a year, are you teaching, and there's a core, there's a sub question that goes, I know you've gotten some comments from people who are in the same kind of thing, and you tell them how many kids a year you are impacting the life of, and then how much money you spend doing it, and they sort of look at you like slack-jawed. How do you do that?
Yes, how do you ever manage to do that?
How many, and how do you do it?
Well, in for Relationships Under Construction, you know, we started out in 2003. And in 2003, we had a large federal grant, and we served 25,000 kids a year all the way to 2010. And then our funding was cut. And when we came back, we only had half that amount of money. So the last few years, we have served between 12,000 and 22,000 a year. And it's just because our funding keeps going down, we keep serving less. And so right now, we're at about 12,000 a year. And to do that, we go into the school and we present a five-day program for each grade level, sixth grade through ninth grade. And then we have some other programs that we do that 5 days for Relationships Under Construction. Then in our Constructing Safe Relationship program, we do between 3 and 5 days. So we're there for 5 to 10 sessions of instruction in the classroom. That means we follow the classroom teacher's schedule. If they have 4 classes a day, we do 4 classes a day. They have 7 classes a day, we do 7. So it's very, very intensive, you know, and we stay for 5 days. And then we go on to the next school, we do it again, and then we'll come back and do 3 to 5 days again. And so to do that, we figured out that it costs about $5 for each kid for 10 sessions. So there you're at $50 per student per year. And people can't believe that that it only costs that much. But that's because we have very, very dedicated instructors and staff. They see the importance of what we're doing, and they don't get paid a lot. And so, you know, when McDonald's started paying more per hour, then we're at a loss for being able to hire more people because we just don't have enough money.
It's a sad thing when McDonald's can pay more than a dedicated teacher who really wants to teach.
Yes.
But they have to be able to pay the bills.
Right.
You know, what can you say? Yeah, well, this is why our banquet is so pivotal this year. We've lost all this funding. We need to get your generous donations to make up the difference between, chances are, unless we get somebody who has recently won the lotto, that we're going to make $1 million at the banquet. But we'd like to. And if you have $1 million you'd like to get rid of and have a tax deduction for, we're your people.
I say one other thing, Chuck?
Go for it.
You know, when I talked about we lost $1 million, that wasn't $1 million just for Relationships Under Construction.
Right.
That was for a collaborative of 9 organizations. So it's split between those 9 organizations. And that covers the 68 counties, or 78% of the state of Ohio. So it covers like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, and it covers the majority of the counties in Ohio. And that means, you know, we're down, all 9 organizations are down on their numbers because we have had together up to 2.5 million before. And at 2.5 million together, we were serving 100,000 students a year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're at half mast right now. And it's a bad time to be at half mast because the schools have finally figured out that we help them meet the law. We help them meet the laws of Ohio. And there are several laws that we meet. And they like the way that we do it best. And so they're all clamoring to get on the list to be able to get the program. And so it's a frustrating time because we finally worked our way into a big job, but we don't have the money to carry
Yes.
it
Yeah.
out.
It's the old it's we now have a professional position in which we can do what we do best, but all our tools aren't here.
That's right. Missing one slight tool,
Yes.
the money.
And in this case, the money is the tool because the money buys the teachers
Yes,
for the most part. It's not just everything. There's overhead and there's research and there's all kinds of things we have to pay for to keep your bona fides. You can't just go in there swinging and say, hey, we're doing this and this and this and this and have nothing behind you. So that costs money. You have to pay people to evaluate grants. You have to pay people to evaluate your research. You have to pay people to, if you're putting together a publication, somebody has to be paid to look that over and make sure it meets all the criteria for publication. And if you publish it, then, other people can get the word around the country and do it elsewhere. And in fact, I know that Relationships Under Construction actually has an international outreach.
Yes, we do.
Well,
We actually have people in more than 10 different countries that use our curriculum. We have people in more than 30 states that use our curriculum. And can I just say, when you have things that are hard to deal with, somehow God always gives you hope. And so we were required to have a federal review of our Relationships Under Construction curriculum. And I was a little bit nervous about that because in the early 2000s, when they did that at the federal level, they just tore us apart because we're sexual risk avoidance. And many people that work at the government level are sexual risk reduction, which is really Planned Parenthood or family planning people. So I was very nervous about that this time, but we had to send our stuff in. And do you know they came back with a glowing report about relationships under construction and that we passed the medical accuracy review with no changes needed. And they even said, great program. So I was just flabbergasted. And so that's one really great thing that happened to us this year. And that puts us on the national map. So that was good.
A lot of the countries you're dealing with are in what, Africa and South America?
The countries that we serve are in, let's see, South America. We're in Mexico. We are in the Philippines. We're in Uganda, Nigeria,
Ghana?
South Africa, Ghana. Yes, it's hard for me to remember all them. Did
Yes.
I say Uganda?
You did. You did.
And Tanzania. And I've actually been to Nigeria and I've been to the Philippines and I've been to. We're in Puerto Rico and we have I'm trying to think in South America. I can't remember right now what
I say I don't remember either. I do
I think
remember.
it's Brazil and Mexico.
Okay.
And we've actually our people from other countries have bought our curriculum. Oh, we're in Israel.
Oh.
Yes, and I was going to get to go to Israel this spring, but we had to cancel our trip because of what's going on over there. But the Israel an Israel school teacher bought the curriculum at one of our conferences and wants to teach it in it's in an all boys school, a Hebrew school. So
Okay.
that's very exciting.
How are you dealing? This is just a sidebar, real quick. How do you deal with the language? Do you have people that are translating this into
They
those languages?
translate it themselves.
They do. Okay.
Yes. So now we have translated into Spanish, but I believe, we've done our PowerPoints in Spanish. Especially we just did that for a school in a program in New Jersey.
Sure.
And that program served one of the schools that was one of the first public high schools in America. I think it's named Beringer, and but now it's all Spanish, and so we translated for them, and when once the principal saw the program being taught to the ninth graders, she had the people that were teaching the program teach it at the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade last year, so that everybody in the school got the RUC and the CSR programs. So relationships under construction and constructing safe relationships
Thank
program.
you for doing that for me. Occasionally when we have a board meeting, the jargon flies, and I always have to say, stop for a minute. We have
Yes.
new people on the board. Tell them what that is.
Right.
So that happens.
You've trained me well, Chuck.
I always have to, my old broadcast partner was Barry Sheets, and I used
Yes.
to have to do that to him a lot because he'd start, throwing out the shorthand, and I'm like, stop, 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 stop. The listeners out in WLRY land, and a lot of them on our podcast, don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
You know what you're talking about, and I know what you're talking about, but they don't. So we have to explain that to him, and he's like, "Yeah, you're right. I keep forgetting that." It's easy to
Yes.
do when you're in that, you have that hat on all the time. It's hard to remember to take the hat off and realize how other people hear what you say. So thank you for that explanation. I'm going back to a point. We have a North Central Ohio city school district that is asking for us to come, and we didn't have a teacher.
I know. It just breaks my heart.
Yeah, they want us in there. They've seen our stuff, and they want it because they know they've got a problem,
Yep.
and they want us to come in and help be part of the solution. And we don't have the money. So, and because we don't have the money, we don't have the teacher.
Right.
And by
It's
the way,
sad.
North Central Ohio, if you're in that vicinity, and you want to learn how to teach this, and you want someone who wants you in there, not somebody who's reluctantly accepted you, they're asking for you to come in and teach this curriculum, then contact Relationships Under Construction, and I'll give those websites again. RelationshipsUnderConstruction.com, RelationshipsUnderConstruction.com, or RUCInc.org. Either one of those will get you to the same place. You can contact, say, "Hey, I'm a teacher," or, "I want to teach this for you," and Catherine will tell you. She will first turn a cartwheel.
That's right.
And then jump for joy, and then she will contact you back and say when the teacher training is.
Yes. And the nice thing is we have part of our teacher training online, so we can train people pretty quickly. Can I just say that for your listening area, we, and I see if I have this right or not, but we are in Perry, Hocking, Fairfield, Pickaway counties. We're in Morgan, Athens, Vinton, Meigs, Jackson, and Lawrence. So we're also in Ross, Pike, Scioto, and Highland. So we are in a lot of counties. RUC covers 32 counties in Ohio. And so we also have people, like I said, our other nine organizations that cover the state of Ohio. And so really we have, we are covering your listening audience.
Yeah, let's see. We're Perry, Licking, Fairfield, part of Franklin, part of Muskingum. I'm trying to think what's south of there.
Morgan and Noble and Guernsey. And actually we have programs there, but it's another organization that does them. We're in Belmont. So, we just cover really the, let's see, the east, west, and south side of the state. There's only like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, about 14 counties in the northeast that another organization handles. So
None.
actually, the state of Ohio is really covered for sexual risk avoidance education. And we teach a lot about risk avoidance. We meet the Ohio Parent Right to Know Law, which is all about teaching why marriage is important and why kids should wait, save sex for marriage, and how they can have healthy relationships. So it's very, very important that we're there and we're doing it because you know what? Anybody can say they're doing something and they're not really doing it. Well, our organizations really do it. And so we work hard to meet every point on the law. And that is important.
Definitely, definitely. I'm looking up the coverage map right now. I know I've seen it before. Yeah, you basically named a whole bunch of the counties that we can cover. It's a small radio station, but we the good people at the it's a nonprofit, and the good people at the nonprofit make sure that they have maximal coverage for minimum monetary output, which is the same thing you do.
Yes, there you go.
So, what else should we discuss about this? Because it's not just about the banquet. It is, though, more about the curriculum and the what it is we you've brought up SRA and SRR, SRA sexual risk avoidance and sexual risk reduction. Tell me the difference. In the way you approach how you educate using SRA versus SRR.
And we can't talk about that. Sexual risk reduction is a family planning or Planned Parenthood programs, and they rely heavily on teaching contraception and consent, and they make teen sex acceptable. We say teen sex is a risk behavior even with contraception and consent, and it is very risky right now. When you look at the number of sexually transmitted diseases out there, there's no way that you're going to stop it with a condom. So it's very important. The other thing, the S or sexual risk reduction is talks about negative emotional and physical consequences and life impact. They're minimized or ignored. They don't talk about how emotions are ne affected negatively or there's physical consequences. Are not even thinking, and they don't even talk in the in like the addressing life impact. They're all about living for the moment. Well, sexual risk avoidance lives, we make choices that will affect us now and they will affect us later. And so we talk about that a lot because we want the kids to see that if they make good choices now, it's going to mean that good things will happen later. If they make poor choices now, it means the consequences of those choices could last a very long time, even a lifetime. And so we want teens to know that they can and can choose to refrain from sexual activity. And we want them to know that the majority of teens have not had sex yet. Because they think everybody in their school has already done it, so they better hurry up. Well, that's totally wrong. They have not, and actually less kids are involved in sex right now than ever before because of social media. Now, that doesn't mean they're into good things.
Right.
We discuss a lot about social media, and we know that the less social media contact that a teen has, the better their anxiety levels will be. They need to comparison is not a good thing for anybody, and social media is all about comparison. And so we want kids to be very aware of what too much social media is about. So sexual risk reduction then they have a mixed message. They say, oh yeah, we talk about abstinence, but they're really talking about protected sex. They think both of those are equally good choices. Sex when you're ready is encouraged, where in sexual risk avoidance, it's a clear decision. It's for optimal health. And sexual delay is the only 100% effective way to avoid pregnancy and STIs and other, many other negative consequences. So we make, we, you know, in one of our opening lessons for high school for relationships under construction, we do a really fun activity where we have all these different kinds of little, what I want to say, representative items that, like a basketball player. And then we talk about how could a basketball player represent, you know, having sex outside of marriage for a teen. Well, you could lose a basketball scholarship, you know? So we
sure.
talk about a whole list of things, of reasons that they should wait. And we come up with about 30 reasons. And so that gives the kids much more than the two or three things that family planning is going to talk about. You know, and so family planning's goal, you know, first of all, their names are never what they are.
Of course. Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
They are certainly not planning for family. They do not ever mention family. They do not ever mention marriage. And that's why some good people at our state said we have to have a law that says you will mention marriage, you will mention family. And so we want to present that from our point of view, because family is the reason that we started to have a strong country anyhow. And it's the reason our country is hurting right now. Because without a strong families, you don't have strong communities. Without strong communities, you don't have a strong state. Without strong states, you don't have a strong country. You know, so it starts with the family. And the family has to be, you know, the basic building block of society. So we want kids to know that family and marriage are the most important things and why they're important. You know, kids need to know the why. They've been
right.
asking why since they were two. So they always need to know the why. And when you give them the why, they settle on their decision.
Yes.
Yes. And so
you explain it. You're right. Seems like when they're little, why daddy, why mommy, why grandma, why grandpa, why?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times people get tired of hearing why and say, because I said so.
Right.
But that's not the right thing to do.
No.
You explain it to them. And I've explained it to my grandkids and they're like, I don't understand. And I go, well, unfortunately, right now, you probably can't understand. That's the reason.
Right.
Trust
right.
me.
And that's why parents are there, to keep them safe.
Exactly. Now, that brings up a question, because I kind of know the answer to this, but sometimes people out there don't know. And that is, compare and contrast your view of the parental interaction with our kind of curriculum and parental interaction with their kind of curriculum. I note for a fact that when Planned Parenthood very often comes in, they do a thing where don't necessarily tell your parents what's going on here.
Hey, they change their name constantly. You know what their new name is right now that they get into the school with?
Gosh.
It is Child Safety.
Yeah, Child
Sounds,
Safety.
They always pick really good things. You know, the minute I heard that, I was updating our Constructing Safe Relationships, and I said, in 6th and 7th grade, it's Child Safety. In 8th and 9th grade and through 12th grade, it's Teen Safety. And I immediately named our curriculum. Because they constantly change their name, and it sounds so good. It always sounds good, but it's evil on the other side. And so we try to not only educate the kids, but the parents and the classroom teachers. We are constantly educating teachers. We're educating parents. If you want to have a parent meeting, we would be happy to come and walk you through both sides, because every parent should know this information. And I'm going to be presenting it tomorrow night to a group of parents. So it's very important that we know what's out there. And so yeah, I will get a call every fall and say, here they are again. Here's the name of their new program.
But well, that's because once the cat's out of the bag, you have to change things because a move, I can tell you as a shooter, a moving target is hard to hit.
It is. And so, and you know, the classroom teachers figure it out fairly quickly when they actually see the presentation. And a lot of parents, you know, they think, oh, we don't want any sex education in the schools. Well, unfortunately, sex education is already in the schools. What you want is healthy relationship education.
Yes.
You want marriage to be emphasized. And if you don't have that in the schools, then guess what? The only thing in there is Planned Parenthood. So there's a
Under
lot of kids in there that don't go to church anymore. They don't get the message from their church. And there's a lot of churches that won't even talk about it. And I'm going, look, people, we've got to stand up for our kids. We've got to get the message. And you know what? Back to the why question, Chuck. If parents don't answer their kids and tell them why, then guess who's going to tell them? It's their friends and it's social media. And their school is right there with all kinds of different programs that parents would never approve of. So, you know, we have to be bold. We have to speak up. We have to make our vo voices heard. And we really need to fight for our country right now. And remember, strong families are the basis of our country. And so if we don't fight right now, we won't have that anymore. So
You,
I'm saying,
yeah.
call and have us come to a parent meeting for you so that you can get your ducks in a row so you know what you're talking about. So we would love to help in any way. And you can contact us through rucinc.org. Come to the banquet and really learn more about relationships under construction. We'll actually have our curriculum there that you can leaf through if you want. And so that's very, very important. And we're not afraid to share what our curriculum says. And when parents and teachers find out, they said, this is what we want. So that's very important. So our banquet, like we said, is April 9th. And I know it's the day after the eclipse. But you know, we would love to have you come and just learn more about relationships under construction. We would love to have you you know, find out what's going on in the state. And remember, I said we're laughing at our banquet, so we're having a comedian and we're just going to have fun. And we would love to be able to serve you in any way that we can. So we just are very appreciative, Chuck, that you would allow us to come on and talk about this.
Well, hey, we've got about 6 minutes left. One thing I want to you brought up a very an excellent point, and that is you're talking about something, a word we haven't mentioned or a phrase we haven't mentioned, and that's worldview education. This is a we are teaching a God honoring worldview in which we can't bring up our Christian origins and talk directly about belief and faith and those kinds of things. And just because of the misunderstanding of separation of church and state and all that. Since we want to continue to do, but it's inculcated in the program. You can't walk away from it. And the fact is, it's the exact opposite in competitive, teaching curriculums. When I say competitive, I mean SRR. They are basically flying in the face of the way God would have us do it. You said something very interesting about churches not teaching some of this, and you're right, they don't. And there's a reason for that. Conservatives tend to say, okay, that's parental responsibility, and therefore, we're not going to step into that arena. And churches say the same thing. That's a parental responsibility. That kind of morality education is really something that the parents should be doing. And because there's a vacuum, nature abhors a vacuum. And so what rushes in? anything that's in the vicinity. Well, Planned Parenthood is more than happy.
Yes.
To step in and fill in that gap in worldview education that the churches aren't doing and really the schools almost can't do and the parents are not doing.
And that's why you have us come speak at your church so your parents are educated so they can actually stand on what, you know, scripture tells us. So we're nothing that we share deviates from what's in scripture. So, you know, I'm saying that I'm hoping not too many other people outside of a good audience are listening.
Well, look, you and
I just don't care, really.
Yeah, you and I both know that somebody somewhere will spill the beans. But again, we're not doing Christian worldview education. We are doing a moral worldview.
Exactly.
And
within the law.
Within the law. Yeah. And I'm looking at this slide presentation you have for parents and adults. Mm-hmm. And that's one point that you make.
Yes.
Federal laws govern SRA, including the SRA Healthy Relationship Act. Mm-hmm. And Ohio Abstinence Law of 1999. So, you know, everybody, there's a lot of liberals will pearl clutch and cluck, cluck, cluck over, you know, abstinence education. Oh, it doesn't work, except that it does work when you give them the reasons why they should remain abstinent. Now, I helped you put together some numbers years ago.
Yes.
Where we told young people, how much money it would actually cost them to be sexually involved, with the odds on risk, you know, sexual risk avoidance says use these birth control methods, and really under their breath, they say, and if those don't work, then just go out and get an abortion we'll hook you right up. Since we're Planned Parenthood and we do that for profit, we'll hook you right up. Even though they're a nonprofit, don't kid yourself. Okay. Planned Parenthood makes a profit murdering babies.
Follow the money.
Yeah. So SRA in Ohio meets six laws plus the two we mentioned earlier, which was federal and other federal and Ohio laws.
Right.
There are other things you do. We're going to run out of time, but you also went in, safe relationships, you're teaching girls that they have value beyond their bodies and their beauty. They have value as human beings. They don't have to put up with someone who abuses them mentally, physically, spiritually. They don't have to do that. And you teach boys that that's not something that you should be doing.
And boys need to not be under that either. I mean, they need to know that you can have a good, healthy relationship. And here's how you do it. You know?
Yes. Teaching them how. And that's part of what you do. You teach them how to do it.
Exactly.
How to do it.
You know what? We also educate the classroom teacher. We have classroom teachers that say, thank you for saving my marriage. You know, it's unbelievable out there. We've gotten standing ovations from the kids at the end of the week. It's unbelievable that these kids are so hungry for this information. I would encourage you to go to rucinc.org and look around and see the information that's on there. And there's information for parents. There's information for classroom teachers. There's information for students. So I would encourage that. It's not, you know, we don't have everything. We're not the best of everything, but we try to be, you know. So.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Guess what?
Always room for growth.
Now, guess what? We're out of time.
I know.
Give them the info on the banquet.
Yes. April 9th at Villa Milano. Register at rucinc.org and come and join us and have a great evening.
All right. You folks out there, you know what we think. We want to know what you think. www.principledpolicy.com. That's principledpolicy.com. And please join us again next week for another Principles and Policies.
What's going on in the present affects our future, our tomorrows. Did you know that RUC provides help in preparing the tomorrows for our children? We're excited to invite you to the 15th annual RUC fundraising banquet on April 9th, where we'll present The Tomorrow Show. Our banquet will be held at the Villa Milano with festivities beginning at 5:30, dinner is at 6:30, and the program gets underway at 7. Make your reservations today at relationshipsunderconstruction.com.